Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Purgatory Ridge by William Kent Kruger, narrated by David Chandler and directed by Drew Sussman. Prologue. November 1986. Above all things, in heaven or on earth, John LePere loved his brother. It was a love born the moment he watched Billy slide from between their mother's legs in the tiny house built in the shadow of Purgatory Ridge. His father was dead by then, killed several months earlier while pulling in his fishing nets off Shovel Point. The rudder of his small vessel snapped during a sudden squall, and the boat foundered on a shoal 200 yards from shore. His father didn't drown. A life vest kept him afloat in the high waves. It was hypothermia that killed him. The icy water of Lake Superior. 8-year-old John LePere didn't understand death exactly, nor did he have time to grieve much, for his mother's deep grief drove her nearly mad. She retreated into solitude and refused to leave the house at all. After that, it fell to young John LePere to hold things together. He was alone with his mother when she went into labor. He begged her to let him get someone to help. She screamed at him, ordering him to stay. For weeks afterwards, his arm carried the bruises where she gripped him during her contractions. He was scared. More scared even than when the sheriff's men had showed up bringing the news about his father. But his fear melted when he saw the purple body that was Billy squeezed from his mother's womb. He laid the baby on his mother's sweaty bosom, covered them both with a clean sheet, and walked to Beaver Bay 2 miles north to get help. His story appeared in the Duluth News Tribune. They called him a hero, an Indian hero. People who didn't know them figured his mother must have been drunk. He raised Billy. He taught his brother how to fish, how to throw a baseball and a football, how to fight when he was taunted about his crazy mother or his Indian heritage. As much as he could, he took the blows of life and protected Billy. Even as he suffered, he thanked God for allowing him to be the shield. After high school, John LePere was hired as a hand on a Great Lakes ore carrier. His job took him away from Purgatory Cove for long periods, and he was concerned. His mother earned a meager living as a cook in a diner on the North Shore Highway, but she was a distracted woman who required the care of both boys to keep her together. John hated the thought of this burden falling to Billy alone, but the money LePere earned, most of which he sent home, was good, and as it turned out, Billy did just fine. Whenever LePere returned from a passage, he found the house on the shore of Lake Superior well kept. Billy made repairs when necessary, made sure the refrigerator was stocked, got his mother to work every day on time and home safely. He seemed to grow up quickly, different in many ways from his older brother. He was like their mother, slender and tall, with dark straight hair and dark eyes. He had an easy smile. LePere, on the other hand, was stocky and strong and given to an earnest silence.